We'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, and again, streaming on the web at linewsradio.com. This is Bob Vecchio saying, like our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools, suggest a program, club, or activity that your kids are involved in, and your school district may be the next one right here in our spotlight. We're continuing our conversation with the folks from Patchogue Medford School District, in particular the sixth graders from their middle schools at Saxton Middle School, Oregon Middle School, and South Ocean Middle School, and of course Patchogue Medford, home of the Raiders on the South Shore of Long Island. And we're talking with the students that have been participating in the sixth grade independent research class. And they are researching various topics. And we were talking about the seals for the most part in the first half. But we also started to touch on one of the projects regarding the historic businesses in downtown Patchogue. So, Sophia, what were some of the businesses that you guys found out that, you know, I think a lot of people, particularly in the Patchogue Medford area and the surrounding areas, probably know about the Sweezy family, right? They had a big store for a long time, and the Sweezy, Knapp family, big families in Patchogue. What were some of the other businesses that you guys came across?
Well, we were looking in Saxton, we were looking down a list of businesses to research, and the Patchogue Theater,
right,
in downtown Patchogue, actually caught my eye. And since I go to Main Street Patchogue a lot,
right,
I've never noticed that in the 1900s and 1800s that was the Patchogue Theater.
Right. And what was some of the show? Did you find out any of the shows that were done in the old age, as they would say, in that theater?
I didn't.
Okay.
But
have you been to the Patchogue Theater now since they've reopened it and revitalized it at all?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I highly recommend it because some of the shows there, particularly around the holidays, I know a couple of years back they did the Christmas Count. It's a really exciting experience to get a flavor of Broadway right there in your own backyard. So the Patchogue Theater has been around for a long time, is what you're telling me, right?
Yes.
It's a grand old theater, and some of the performances that happen now. It would be interesting. I know you have a local paper in the area called the Long Island Advance, and the Long Island Advance has been around a long, long time. Did you research some of the articles in the Long Island Advance about some of the businesses that were around in Patchogue at that time?
Yes, I did the Oasis Bar and Grill, and I found a couple of ads and little things here and there about alcohol,
right,
like what they were allowed to get. And also I found another big article. The Oasis Bar and Grill actually burned down.
Right. When did it burn down? Was it like the 20s, the 30s, the 50s, or
the 1900s?
Early 1900s it burned down, and it was called Oasis Bar and Grill.
Yes.
So, okay. And I guess, what were some of the things you learned about the alcohol back then?
That they had to have a permit to get alcohol, certain types of alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And Alexis, we were talking earlier about one of the businesses that you focused in on. Tell me, with the current project that you guys are working on, the drinking water and the aquifer, what have you learned about our drinking water here on Long Island?
I've learned that our drinking water is contaminated. Not as bad as I thought it would be, but it is very contaminated. I learned that how when you use pesticides on the ground, or when you use man-made products mostly, they seep into the groundwater and they cause damage.
Right, because we have what they call aquifers under Long Island that basically all of our fresh water comes from, so anything that seeps through the soil can contaminate the water underneath, and that's why a lot of folks pay attention to the fertilizers that we use, and you know, people want to get rid of bugs with bug sprays and everything, but everything has an impact on the environment, so you got to be smart about it, particularly when we're getting the water that we use right from underneath our feet, right? So it's kind of important. So Catherine, you were involved in another research project, and we will touch base on it now. You guys did a lot of research surrounding the presidential election, so it was kind of timely. So tell us about the research project and what that involved and what you did with it.
Well, my person was Tim Kaine, and I actually learned a lot about him. I picked him because he was like the vice president of the United States, and he was with Hillary Clinton,
right.
And I think it was really important. I actually learned a lot of facts about him, like about his family, and he speaks Spanish and all different.
So what were some of the things about his family that you learned besides him being, he is very fluent in Spanish, mm-hmm. but what were some of the other interesting things about his family that you learned?
Well, he has a daughter
mm-hmm.
and a son, and they are, like, he likes spending time with them. He, like, has time for his job and for his family, and he likes spending time with them.
So you had to research Tim Kaine because you did some role-playing with the research project, and you had to be Tim Kaine? Is that – or you just had to research
about him? We did, like, a survey, and we had to see, like, from 1 to 10 which persons we wanted to be. So then Tim Kaine was my second choice, and then I got picked for that one.
Who was your first choice?
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton. Okay, so now you picked to be Tim Kaine, right? And we were talking off the air with Ms. Gorin about your acceptance speech, right?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to write your acceptance speech being Tim Kaine, Catherine via Tim Kaine?
2 to 3 days.
All right. And what were some of the highlights that you put into your acceptance speech?
Well, I put, like, about immigration.
Right.
I was, like, really into it because, like, my parents are immigrants.
Right.
So that's why, like, many people are, like, being deported and stuff like that. So that's what, like, I picked up.
Because immigration issues were a hot topic during the presidential election between the two candidates, obviously. So, Ms. Gorin, when we were speaking off the air, you said that her words that she put together being Tim Kaine in the acceptance speech really hit you deeply, right? So it's got to be a huge sense of pride that these students are diving into some very heady topics and really tackling the subject matter. What are some of the things that you didn't anticipate with this program happening with the students that you see from your perspective?
Well, this is my first year teaching this course, and it has just been amazing to me. And I've been doing project-based learning for 10 years, but to do it with sixth grade students who in all three middle schools have just delved right into every project and gone at it with such gusto, it's been amazing. We've used many educational technology tools throughout the year. They've learned how to use all sorts of things from Sway and Edmodo and all sorts of different...
What are those things? I'm sorry.
Sway is kind of like PowerPoint on steroids, to say, because it's web-based. It's
right.
One of the office tools. You can incorporate sound and audio, and video clips can go right into it. It's also Creative Commons-based, so that when students are searching for digital images, they're only finding things that they're allowed to use, that they have the license to use.
So parent-friendly for their kids. I like that.
Not only parent-friendly, but copyright-friendly.
Okay, so that's an important point as
which
well.
Which is huge. So
yeah.
So they are learning how to search ethically, safely, and finding things that are accurate and useful for their
credible
process.
Sources are important. So, Alexis, we were talking earlier, and you know, you said you researched a company that it was an orchestra performer because you're involved in orchestra. What else are you involved in at Patchogue Medford in your middle school?
Most of my things that I'm focused on is mostly research. So I like that's one of the reasons why I picked to be in research is because I enjoyed researching things like this.
So do you enjoy science as well?
I enjoy science. I pretty much enjoy all the subjects that I'm in because I find it interesting.
Great. Any clubs? You involved in any clubs outside of being involved in the music?
Not really. I mean, I try to keep violin like one of my top.
All right. A lot of hours in practice to master that violin. Sophia, how about you? In addition to the research class, what clubs or activities are you involved in school? Or what are you maybe looking forward to doing as, you know, you're kind of young right now and high school will be here before you know. What are you involved in now and what do you think you're going to be involved in?
So in the beginning of the year, for my two electives, before I was elected to do independent research, my two electives were band and chorus.
Mm.
But since I had to give up one elective for my fifth period class, I gave up chorus to stay with the flute and band.
Flute and band,
and,
there you go.
To go into independent research.
All right, awesome. Eileen, what else are you involved in over at Patchogue Medford?
I'm involved in orchestra as well.
bunch of musicians around the table here. Very good.
And independent research.
Okay, and what do you play in orchestra?
I play the viola.
Viola. So we have the violin, the viola, the flute. We should have brought your instruments here. We could add a little concert. Catherine, how about you? What else are you involved with?
Yeah, I'm also in orchestra.
There we go. All right. No vocalists here. What instrument do you play in orchestra?
Viola.
Viola. All right. What chair?
First chair.
First chair.
Fourth chair.
Fourth chair. All right. Fourth chair. And what chair in, for flute?
I think third.
Third. All right. Okay. So musicians that are highly engaged in some high-level research. We want to thank the folks from Patchogue Medford for joining us on this edition of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.